Thank you, Adam Medeiros, for being our resident game show host. He does a great job. Thank you. Now, they can't say that we do Father's Day up much more than we do Mother's Day now. So we really have stepped our game up. We wanted to really bless you. And what I did this year was I asked you to fill out forms that said, thanks, Mom. Thank you. This is my mom is the best because so that I could choose some winners. But what I did was I created a lot more work for myself. But it was a blessing. It really was a blessing. So before we go into some of these, we want to bless you moms with a special gift. Kids, if you'll come, we have some high schoolers, junior hires, whatever, we're going to have them. We want to give you a special gift. So if you are a mom, would you please stand? If you're a mom, please stand. Okay, now you know what? We usually give a flower or a little booklet, but this year I thought, hey, let's step up our game. Let's give them the thing everybody wants is a bar of See's chocolate. Okay? So ladies, you get a bar of See's chocolate. I'm sorry, you cannot take one if your mom is not here. If you are a mom, you are here, you get one, okay? And they're going to go ahead and they're going to start handing them out. And as they do, I'm going to read just some excerpts from some of the ones that did not get picked today, but I love it. Valerie Rojas, 9 years old, said about her mom, Eleanor, she helped me through everything in life. This is a 9-year-old that is writing this. Brianna Antuna, age 16, writes about her grandmother, Isabel. She says, she's funny. She gives me rides to school when I need one. She's cool to talk to. She's gangsta. And I think that's good. I think that's good. But she goes on to say, she says, I guess she's shrinking. That's cool. I mean, who do you know that can shrink in height? Good one, Brianna. Okay, and then the kids really loved your food, Mom. That took up several of them. Sierra Williams says about her mom, Sharon, I love her cooking. Chandler Maciel. Who is 11, says, my mom, Michelle, she makes the best food. She's never too busy to help me. Chase Cromwell, age 6, whose mom is Carrie Cromwell, says, she cooks the best. And this is my favorite, Veronica Felipe, she's 16, about her mom, Irene. She says, most of all, I love my mom because she makes a mean meatloaf. Which I think is great. But there were some that were wonderful. One little girl named Janelle says, my mom, Cynthia, she helps me overcome my fear just like the Holy Spirit. So I laughed, I cried, I prayed. I sometimes went, oh my goodness, that's quite revealing about the family. But thank you, because I know that when you write something, it does something to your heart. And it is a good way to express what you feel about your mom. But I'm going to honor 3 special moms that I chose for this service. It was extremely hard to choose, but these moms, if they will come up, Cynthia Foster, if you'll come on up, and if your son, Darnell, and your daughter, Brianna, is here, they can come up with you. They both of them wrote something about their mom. Come on up here and stand. And also Diane Spradlin, and whose daughter, Amanda Wells, wrote something about her. Please come on up. And then Elisa Franks, and her daughter, Elizabeth, if you would come on up. Elisa Franks, are you here? Elisa, she said she was going to be here. We will posthumously award this to her. Okay, now for... Oh, I'm sorry. Posthumously. I think I said it correctly. I'm not sure. But I just wanted to read, Cynthia, what your son Darnell wrote about you. And he said, my mom is a strong person. Even though I have 4 other siblings, my mom still finds time for me. My mom has been going to church, and I see her morphing into a person that she wants to be and the person that God wants her to be. I thought that was very, very sweet. Okay, and then her daughter, Brianna, said she might be a single mother, but her enthusiasm for life and God gives her strength to care for my four siblings and I. We love her dearly. I really would love her to understand how much she is worth. And so I am going to give you a gift from the Irwin Street Hair Salon for some hair stuff for you. And then I am, no, I didn't sit that way. But some pampering for you. And then I also want to give you what they wrote so that you can keep that as a memory. Okay? Okay, Amanda. Okay, Diane, I want to read just some things, what she said about you, and it's very good. I did include the other one, but that's, you know. But I won't read out of that one.
Okay.
It says, my mom is the best because she's always given me everything I need. She's loving, caring, dependable, patient, and encouraging. Taking care of us wasn't easy, but she tried her best and gave up a lot for us. When my mom was 5 months pregnant with me, she was in an accident. Her arm rolled out of the truck window, and the truck flipped over on her arm. She had to have surgery, and it's almost 18 years later, and she still can't move some of her fingers. So taking care of two infants wasn't fun. She was going to college at the same time, plus my dad was always in and out of prison, so my mom had to take care of us alone. But she says that... she's still trying to give me everything she can. Being a senior is expensive, so she's a senior in high school, and she has to deal with two graduating in 1 year.
Right.
Two. That's a lot. Two graduating in 1 year. So I think mom needs some time out. You need dinner and a movie for two. Okay? Thank you very much. Bless you. Bless you. That's sweet. And I wanted to give you... Yeah. I wanted to give you that. Happy Mother's Day. And then for Alyssa, we will give this to her later. Her daughter, 11, writes, she brought me into this world. Alyssa was a foster mom of Elizabeth when she was 5, and she was able to adopt her 2 years later. And she says, I thank God and Jesus for my mom to adopt me. I'm glad to be in the family. So that was very, very precious. So we'll award that to her. Okay.
Wow, that was good.
Thank you.
What was that word again?
Posthumously.
Posthumously.
Posthumously. Wow.
Stop, you had me there.
You're making fun of me.
I like that. No, I'm not, really. I'd never heard that word. That's the honest to goodness truth, though. Hey, happy Mother's Day. It's great to be here and celebrate with you. You and me, we're... really different. Matter of fact, it's not just you and me, it's you're different from the person next to you. Matter of fact, why don't you turn to them and just say, you and I are pretty different.
Boy, are you different. No.
We're all different.
Boy.
We're all unique. We're all created with a uniqueness. But everyone in this room, without exception, we have something in common.
That's right.
We all have a mother.
Yeah.
We all have mother. And that's why we want to stop today and say thank you to moms. Have you ever noticed that not only do we all have something in common, which is a mother, but mothers have something in common with each other? It seems as though that there are certain things that mothers say, and there are certain things that mothers would never say that's universal. You can go into China, you can go to Europe, you can go to various places in the world and talk with mothers, and there are some things that mothers, wherever you find them, they would never say certain things. And then there seems to be a language that's common to all mothers, every place, whether it doesn't matter what ethnic group, what educational level, it's all the same. There's a language that they have. Let me give you a couple of examples. I've never heard a mother say, and this seems to be universal, I've never heard a mother say, let me smell that shirt. Yes, it's good for another week. Never heard it. Go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to walk and feed it every day. Never heard it. Just leave the lights on. It makes the house look a lot more cheery. Never heard it said. Never heard a mother say, well, if Tommy's mom says it's okay, then that's okay for me. And I've never heard, last of all, a mother say, I don't have a tissue with me, just use your sleeve. It seems as though mothers have those things in common. Then there seems to be a language that all mothers seem to have. All mothers seem to have said some of these things at some time or another. Stop crying before I give you something to cry about. I'm going to give you to the count of three. Don't use that tone with me, young man. Look at me when I'm talking to you. What if everybody jumped off a cliff? Would you jump off a cliff? You've heard these too, haven't you? Seems like every mother has this in their vocabulary. Don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where that's been. Why? Because I said so. Don't make me tell you again. You better wipe that smile off your face before I do it for you. There's enough dirt in them ears to grow potatoes. Don't talk with your mouth full. And of course, the ever popular phrase, wait till your father gets home. Seems though mothers have a lot of things in common too. We want to today just pause. Hopefully you're okay with having a little bit of fun as we gather together. Because we really do feel like it's important for us to say thanks. Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. Psalms 111:1, I'm going to give thanks to the Lord with all of my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Psalms 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Psalms 136, give thanks to the Lord, he's good, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of all gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of all lords, his love endures forever. Give thanks to him alone, who does great wonders, his love endures forever. And there's about 14 or 15 more verses that say virtually the same thing, and it concludes, last verse, give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. And today we want to say thank you, God, for moms. And moms, we want to say thank you to you. I realize that every holiday is not a special holiday for everyone. Some holidays bring some grief to people. You may be here today and you lost your mother to death, and this day brings back maybe pain and grief. My mom died when I was 17, and there's been a lot of years between then and now, and my heart's not filled with grief, but it's filled with gratitude for the gift that she was to me, even though she died when I was young. Some of you may have never met your birth mother. There may be others here today that you are a mother, and when you look at yourself, all you see is what you haven't done as a mom instead of what you have done. The enemy really wants to keep your focus on what you haven't been as a mom rather than what you are as a mom. Or maybe your kids are estranged from you and they don't call or they don't speak for whatever reasons. So today is just a reminder of something that brings forth pain. But even though that might be true for some, I still believe in my heart that it is an important day to take a pause and say thanks to all moms. Because for a couple of reasons. Number one, being a mom is a very, very difficult position, difficult job. Mm-hmm. And there's some of you here today, I think of single parents especially, who are challenged with many, many things, and being a parent is very, very difficult. Donna, your mom was a wonderful mom, but she had tremendous difficulties and challenges. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the story of my mom was one of difficulty. My mom went to be with Jesus about 12 years ago, but when I was young, I want to say this about my mom. She was the best mom that she could be. Now, you notice I didn't say she was a perfect mom. I don't think any of us are perfect moms, and she was not a perfect mom, but she did the best that she could facing the adversity and the difficulties that she did. When I was 5 years old, my dad was 23, and he became critically ill. And so you can tell that they were young, they were married very young, because I have an older sister. So my dad was 15 when they got married, and my mom was 17. Not recommended. My mom said she rocked three cradles. But when my dad became ill, it forced my mom to become the breadwinner. So there was a reversal of roles in my family. And it was difficult, because my dad spent more time in the hospital many times than out of the hospital. So our whole life revolved around survival mode to make sure every need was met that we needed to meet. But one thing, when my dad died at the age of 46 after being ill for 23 years, but the thing that amazed me about my mom is I never heard her complain. Not once. I never heard her complain within my earshot. I never heard her place blame on anybody. She didn't blame my dad. She didn't blame God. She was not angry with God. She walked out her faith. She loved the Lord with all of her heart, and she walked after the Lord in a strong manner, and she raised two godly girls, my sister and myself, both following hard after the Lord. So I want you to realize that in extreme difficult cases, you are not alone. God never gives you a job to do that he doesn't equip you to do. It may not look like somebody else's family, may not look like somebody else's way of doing things, but God will equip you to handle any difficulty that comes your way.
So I take from those comments that you think it's a worthwhile thing to honor moms because there's difficulty. Even the bulletin, I think, has some things to say. If you have an insert, there's an insert about Mom's Day, and it says, what is it?
It lists over 40 different duties that a mom does. I won't take time to read them all, but I mean, it's an amazing list. And can you imagine what a help wanted ad would look like? You'd have to take out a half a page for all of the jobs that a mom or a grandmother or a foster mom or adoptive mom has to do. But I thought, well, you could also add the qualifications here, but you also have to add the downside too, because it says you're on call 24/7, no days off, no sick leave, no paychecks, requires extreme patience, nurturing skills, boundless energy, and inexhaustible love. Plus, applicant may be required to take on a job, a second job, to make ends meet. That's what a mom does, does.
So that alone, I think, is good enough reason to celebrate moms, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. It's just a real difficult task. But I think along with that, there's a real significant position that God has given to moms. They have the privilege of shaping the lives of a child and helping them to see the ways of God. Donna, my wife, who's here today, is a grandmother, and we have the privilege of helping our son raise his little boy, whose name is Drew, our grandson. But along with that, there comes a lot of challenges. At our age, we weren't really necessarily planning to be mom and dad again. And so that presents itself with some difficulties and challenges. And yet God has been faithful. And one of the things he said to both of us when Drew came into being and in our home, he said, you have an opportunity to change the destiny of this young man. Mm-hmm. And you know, moms, you hold a very, very powerful position. You have the opportunity to change the destiny of a child. And so for those reasons, we want to say thank you today. And a couple of weeks ago on the Dove Awards, my wife was listening to them. She heard a song that I have always loved. And the reason I've loved it is because when I first met Donna, I heard her singing that song. It's an old Andre Crouch song that's entitled To God Be the Glory. How many of you can remember? Some of you remember that? And the verse goes...
Do you want me to sing it?
Do you want to sing it?
How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee.
And now I'll sing it for you as a competition so that we'll see who wins. Now we'll just forego that, okay? But when I heard that song, it's not a message, it's kind of like a talk to moms and to people here. I just asked myself, how can we say thanks to moms? How can we, as people say, as a kid, as a child, as a husband, how can I say thanks to mom? So I came up with five different ways. And so we want to share those with you. And they're practical ways. And actually, moms, I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to everyone else here. But you can overhear what I'm saying, okay? And I think it'll be a blessing, hopefully, to you. But let me give you five ways that you and I can say thanks to moms and be a blessing in return. Number one, if you're taking notes, you can write these down. And moms, if you're here, while I go through these, if you want to list a number, 1 to 10, 1, yes, that's happening in my home. 10, that's not happening at all. And kind of list where you're at on the scale of 1 to 10. And then this afternoon, family, would you ask your mom what number she put down on these five points? Because it'll be some conversation. And you can ask her, how can we do better at this? What can I do to show you and say thank you? Okay, so moms, just for you, no one else, just kind of put a number down. 1, that's not happening at all. 10, one, that's happening in my home. Number 10, it's not happening at all.
Family, you may be surprised at the number that she writes.
So the first thing that you and I can do to say thanks is to, number 1, show appreciation. Show appreciation. Appreciation is defined as reveals. It expresses thanks, praise, or commendation, recognizing accomplishment or effort. It's actually communicated, I think, best through the words thank you. Would you agree with that, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Just
absolutely.
The words thank you.
Well, I think when you say thank you, there is something that not only happens to the person that it said to, but there's something that happens in you. There's kind of like an exchange there. And it really goes a long way for a mom to hear a thank you because of the endless, tireless, never-ending tasks that we have to do, because there will always be dishes to do, especially after the next dinner, next meal, whatever. There's always dishes. There's always laundry because we have to wear clothes. There is always something to do. So when we feel appreciated and we feel valued, it really kind of puts a smile on my face. And know that I'm doing it unto the Lord, but yet it's so wonderful to hear some appreciation come back at you.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point there, because when you do, you said that it did something in both them and you. What it does for them, it blesses them, okay? But when you say thank you on an ongoing basis, it keeps you aware of what's going on, and it allows gratitude to grow in you. See, thanksgiving is an action, but gratitude is an attitude. And so when you continue... notice things that are done for you and you say thank you, that keeps gratitude alive in your heart. Mm-hmm. Our grandson, speaking of him, just yesterday, we're sitting on the couch in the morning. He gets up rather early, and so I usually get up with him, and he's sitting there and he says, I want some hot chocolate. And I said, what? And he said, I want some hot chocolate. What? I want some hot chocolate. What? We did this about 6 or 7 times. And finally, he looks at, oh, please. So okay, that's what I've been waiting for. So then I go out and I get in the hot chocolate. I bring it back in and I take it. And he reaches out his hands to take it. And I hold it. And he pulls it and he looks at, oh, thank you. See, at a very early age, those are two great words. It's not just a matter of politeness. It's a matter that when they come out of your lips, something happens in your heart, that you're continually stirring up that attitude of gratitude. And so when you say thanks for something to a mom for what they've done, it prevents you from taking things for granted. Now, Jesus talks about 10 people who were healed in Luke 17. Let me read to you what he says. He told them to go and show themselves to the priest. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. They were lepers, outcasts. No one wanted anything to do with them. No one would talk to them. They had to go around saying, unclean, unclean. Can you imagine being in that situation? And 10 of them were healed as they went on the way. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he came back praising God with a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. Now notice that he just didn't say the words thank you, but he threw himself at the feet of Jesus. In a loud voice, he said thank you. I mean, this was expressing appreciation. You understand that?
Yeah.
And then Jesus looks at him, he says, were there not 10 who were cleansed? Where are the other 9? How many of us forget? Thanks for doing the laundry. Thanks for making that meal. Thanks for going to the store and getting the milk when you knew that I was out and I wanted a cup of coffee. You didn't have to go. Thanks for, and on and on. And sometimes it's the way you say it too. You know, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. So, the nicer you say it, the more expressive you say it, the better the response.
Yeah, so there has to be some.
There's a good response.
I'll get carried away here, okay.
Well, sorry, just had to make my point.
But what she's saying is, you know, I can leave in the morning kind of like this, yeah. You know, hey, see you later. See ya. You know, and a lot of days that's the way I leave home. Give me a ring if you want, or I'll call you later. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to just stop and say, hey.
Whoa, he didn't do this first service. Hello. Sorry, you bring the animal.
Okay, we're just closing down now, so we'll just pray. Just move. But you know, you don't get what I mean. We don't have to spend any more time on it. But sometimes just saying, hey, thanks a lot, it's meaningful, but I'm talking about saying it in such a way that you're conveying appreciation. Take time to appreciate what moms do. I really appreciate you. By the way, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I didn't
you.
Say that this morning, so I'm saying
you
it to
did.
You now. And you're a great mom. But with the sacrifices that you do, the choices that you make, I'm honestly sometimes intimidated because you are constantly in God's Word. You're constantly praying for us, the kids as well. And you pray more than I do, as a matter of fact. And I feel challenged. No, I'm serious. I feel challenged by that. And I want you to know that you're a good mother. See, when you take time to share your heart, that's showing appreciation. And if you really want to say thanks to your mom, show her that she's appreciated. But there's a second thing that we sometimes can lose sight of, and that's that number two in your notes is remind your mom that she's valuable and significant. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your work is not in vain. Sometimes moms can get so busy doing what they do. Many of you here today are stay-at-home moms, many possibly even more than stay-at-home moms. You're moms, but you have to work as well to help the family finances. Some of you are foster moms, some of you are single moms, lots of different types of moms. And in the course of all that you do, you can forget, if you're not careful, that your value is in what you do. But even we sang this morning about we love God not because of what he does, but because of who he is. God, in fact, is God. And whether things are up or down, he never changes. And he deserves to be worshipped regardless of what he does. Sometimes we come to him with our hands out. We only seek him when we need him. We love him because of what he gives us and helps us. But he wants to be loved for who he is. We have a ministry here, and I'm going to ask Courtney to come up, just kind of talk just a little bit about it. She won't be long, but we had a program called MOPS, M-O-P-S, Mothers of Preschoolers, because we want, as a church, to touch felt needs. Mm-hmm. And being valued and having a sense of significance is definitely a real, genuine need that moms have. It's actually a need that all of us have, but moms especially. Now, when I say moms have this need, I'm not saying they're faulty or they're weak or they're somehow lacking, because we all have needs. We've been created to need food. I will need some this afternoon. I will be cooking some for my wife this afternoon. We all need some water. We've been created with need. So it's not a bad thing. We all have that. But moms have a need to be valued. And so we changed the name of this MOP, MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers, to another name. And I just wanted Courtney to tell you why that came about.
Well, it came about for a number of different reasons, but we decided that we were going to come away from MOPS and change the name. So we wanted to come up with something that related to the group that we were. And we had a couple options thrown into the hat. Moms United was one. And what was that?
Moms Unlimited.
Moms Unlimited. And there was a spa theme, you know, because moms, we like relaxation. So we kind of thought that might do, but a friend of mine mentioned More Than Moms, and at first I was a little bit envious that I didn't come up with it, honestly, but I absolutely loved it. It was really what I wanted, the heart. I had just stepped into the leadership of More Than Moms, and that was exactly what I wanted, and I really felt that God wanted for that group. When I had my first, I now have a four-year-old, a three-year-old, and an 18-month-old, but I feel like for a season I kind of lost my identity as anything other than a mom. I stayed at home and I took care of the kids and I cooked and I did laundry, and it just gets very monotonous. And I was discouraged for a time and really struggled with my place. But then I came and was able to embrace the season of life that God has me in as a mom, that I've been given this amazing responsibility to minister to these kids, because that was hard. My husband is in ministry here, and it was hard not doing ministry with him the same way we did as a couple before. So I just really felt that More Than Moms really speaks to who we are as moms, whether it's moms of preschoolers or moms of older children. We still have an identity and hopefully a vision that God has created for our life. And if we can't cast that vision for ourselves and know who God has created us to be, then we can't really do a very good job of casting that vision for our children. So hopefully More Than Moms does that for us. It gives us an opportunity to encourage one another, and we also have sought out doing some service projects in the community, because ultimately we are also more than, you know, just moms meeting our needs. Right. We're trying to meet the needs of other moms, and just other people in general.
You're awesome, Courtney. Thanks very much. I didn't bring her up here to make an announcement, and she didn't do that, but she told you what our heart is. We're wanting to help moms never lose sight of the fact that they do have an identity of value, of significance. Right. By the way, you're a great mom.
Thank you.
And
you
this last week, she raises three children, small children, and this last week she says, hey, we'll take care of Drew, if Drew's our grandson, if he would like us to. And we took advantage of that for a few hours this last week. And I says, man, she's either got to be a great mom or crazy. So one of the two. Thank you so much, Courtney. It really is important. I think that the way that you show appreciation is through your verbalization, but the way that you show value is through your actions, your sacrifices. Mm-hmm. My son down here, Donna's son as well, our son, our youngest son, on Mother's, it wasn't a Mother's Day, what was it? Oh, it was on her birthday. We were at the coast last week, and he called her and talked with her for, 30 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, she was trying to get off the phone. It was 2 hours.
Not 2 hours.
But he was willing to spend some time with her on the phone. And what that did is that showed that he valued her.
Yeah.
You see, we can't lose sight of the fact that we're valuable people regardless, and it's not based upon what we do or what we don't do. I never want Donna to forget that I love her, not because she's a good mom, which she is. She's a great wife. She's a great cook. I've probably done only 2 loads of laundry in my whole life.
I don't want him to, because I don't want him to ruin the clothes, because the 2 loads that he did do. But you actually did. While I was in India, he did all the laundry.
Okay, we get off on this. Is there anything else you want to say?
You know, when we were talking about these, you know, over 40 job descriptions for a mom, just one of the things is, as a mom, we tend to point to what we do to gain our value. And that's not where we need to gain our value. We many times will say, oh, I do. We wear it as a badge of honor. But yet we need to find our value in the Lord. We need to not find it in what we do, but in who we are. And in order for us to know who we are, we have to take that time to sit before the Lord and ask Him, what he has placed within us. Because I do believe as women, God placed giftings and talents and so many things within us when we were before we were born. He formed us that way. And it's all through our life. He's pulling out those gifts that are there. So we have to make sure that we are being valued, finding our value in what God says we are. These other things that we get to do are just kind of frosting on the cake.
And yet, having said that, and I agree wholeheartedly, yet there is a way to say thank you, which would be our third way, and that would be to help. Mm-hmm. So there are some practical ways of saying thanks. And one way for husbands especially and kids as well, one way to say thanks is to give some help around the house, is to give the mom a break every once in a while. And to do something that would really support
them.
Mom,
we as moms, we don't mind you using the laundry basket as the basketball, you know, container. That's fine. But the ones that you miss, you know, the clothes that miss the hamper, please pick them up.
Okay,
put them in. Don't put them beside it. Don't put it
me.
On top of it.
She's talking to me now.
No, it's just, you know, it's small things like that that really do say thank you. It puts the words into action. And when those two go together, we really do have that sense of yeah, we can do this together. I have help. I have support. And I love being able to ask for help. But, you know, if you could do something, if you ask your mom, your wife, what can I do that will lighten your load? What can I do? And she tells you something, do it. But the thing is, try it again without being told. And she will, you know, you might get ready, she might faint. So, but do those things without being asked after she has asked you to help once. That, you know what, I can take that load off of her. I can take the trash out. I can separate the recycling. I can do some of those things. So that and the little things do speak a lot to us.
Okay, I'm taking notes. So this afternoon, instead of watching basketball, I will go out and get the barbecue ready. I'll delegate. Eric, you're going to cook the hamburgers, okay? Brad will go. So this is before I'm asked. Don't wait until I'm asked.
Okay. I just told them I wasn't cooking, so if they want to eat.
And yeah. I want to just and I want to just tell you that I will pick up my clothes when I get home, okay?
You've been doing that lately.
Well, there's
I've
one
noticed.
Business shirt there.
I've noticed those.
I think you've been trying to say something, but do I help you at all? I mean, is there anything?
You know, honestly, women,
Is there anything that I do at all around the house to help you?
No.
Tell
now,
these people. Wait.
Now, husbands, I'm sorry that I have to say this, but I have the best husband ever.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Honestly, I do. I hardly ever have to wash dishes. My husband washes the dishes. You know what? I have probably only put gas in my car maybe 5 times in the last few years. My husband keeps my gas tank full
car. I am so good.
I mean, honestly, when I had to go get my gas for the first time, I thought, how do I do this? So he does so many things for me. I mean, I maybe tease about this and that, but I have an amazing husband.
You know, thank you, babe.
Anytime.
God forgive her for lying.
Anytime.
Babe, okay?
No.
Hey, if you're a dad or you're a son or a daughter, would you please stand right now? I just got this idea came to me in first service. So would you just stand? If you're a dad or a son, just stand. Okay, now all of you won't have your mothers here, but if your mother is here, would you turn to her and say, it's not all your responsibility. Make that declaration. It's not all your responsibility. Okay, now you didn't commit to anything, but you did make a statement that's true, okay? Go ahead, you can be seated. Moms, it's not all your responsibilities.
No, it's not.
Dad, when you work all day, she's worked all day too. You know, if she's a stay-at-home mom, she's worked all day. Believe me, I've stayed with Drew all day long. It's a job. You know, and when you come home, it's got to be a team effort. Fourth way that we can say thank you is we can give them some time to talk with us, not just to us. Sometimes we, in a married situation, we talk to people or even at people, but we don't have time to sit down and talk with people. You know, a mom who's with kids all the time needs someone to sit down with and talk with them. Not to have someone to talk to them or at them, but to talk with them. That's called koinonia. That's the name of this church. In-depth sharing of our lives. It's got to be a little bit more deeper than, you know, did you pick up the toys? Did you go to the grocery store? Did the mail come in? You know, did you put gas in the car? All of those things are necessary communication items, but they're not the type of conversation that really a mom needs.
Well, you know, and as women, we are detailed people, usually. Some women are bottom line, but most men are bottom line. Give me the bottom line. I don't want to hear the details. We want to hear the details. We want to hear it. We want to know how your day went. And you know, and if you got some good news, we want to hear more than, oh yeah, so-and-so just had a baby. Well, was it a boy? Was it a girl? Was it, you know, just, I mean, you really need to communicate. And I was going to tell you youngsters, tell you high schoolers, junior hires, and even younger, one-word answers are not what we're seeking. We don't want a yes or a no or maybe, We want to actually know. We really do want to know what you've done, what you did in school today. Who did you communicate with? How did you feel about that? Because that gives us a window into your soul. That gives us an ability to connect with you on a deeper level. And it gives us the insight in how to pray for you. And the same with our husbands. We want to know what's going on because women are emotional beings. We are. God created us that way. We want to feel what you feel. We want to go where you go by you telling us.
So how can we give thanks? Number one, show appreciation.
Appreciation.
Number two,
value.
Remind them of value and significance. Number three,
support and help.
Help out a little bit. You know, get off your butt and do something around the house. Did I say that?
Yes, you
okay.
did.
The fourth.
Koinonia.
Have some koinonia with each other. Mm-hmm. And the last one is give some encouragement. You know, every mom that I've ever met, every person I've ever met, reaches points where they need to be encouraged in some things. They get discouraged and stuff. And be an up person. Be an up person. John Maxwell talks about elevator people. He says there's some people who are elevator people. And you get on their elevator and they just take you down. They only have one button, down. They're the type of people when you're in the grocery store shopping and you see them, you kind of go this way. Because you know that their whole view of life is from the negative side. And all they do is pick out what's not instead of what is. And sometimes moms get discouraged and we need to encourage them by speaking a word that's timely. Isaiah chapter 50 says, he's given me a tongue of a disciple that knows how to speak a word in season to help someone who's weary. Mm-hmm. Now, let me conclude by just saying something to now you moms. Moms, you have these five needs. You need to be appreciated. We all do. You need to be valued and significant. You need to be helped. You have a need of in-depth sharing, opening your lives. You have a need of being encouraged. Not because you're faulty or weak or something wrong with you, but we all have those basic needs. But let me tell you this. Your husband's going to fail you at times. Mm-hmm. And your kids aren't going to appreciate you and value you. One of the biggest regrets I have, like I said earlier, was when my mom died. I wasn't able to express to her how grateful I am now for all that she did. But you're not going to find those needs met all the time by your family or by others. I was at one point in our marriage when it was really on the rocks. It was on the rocks largely because I thought when I got married she was going to meet all my needs in every realm. And I learned quickly that God never made her the source of my joy. He has retained that for himself. I have to find my joy and my strength and my needs met from him. Now, thankfully, he uses Donna to meet some of my needs, but I was putting a lot of pressure on her. Moms, you need Jesus in your home. You need Jesus in your life. The greatest need that you will have is to have a loving God in relationship with you and you talking on a day-by-day basis with him, because when your kids don't say thank you, he never misses the thing that you do.
That's right. That's
When you feel disrespected or not valued or insignificant, God wants to remind you that, no, I chose you. I put my spirit in you. I don't make mistakes. I don't make junk. I make good stuff. You're created in my image. You need to have Jesus. Jesus is a powerful, powerful force in our lives. The living God comes to live within us and to help us in our homes. There's a story that I read that I want to conclude with. It's from a woman who had 10 kids, and it really speaks of how powerful your position is as mothers. Here's what it says. It was a busy day in our home, but then with 10 children and another one on the way, every day was a bit hectic. On this particular day, however, I was having trouble doing even routine chores. All because of my little boy, Len. Len, who was 3 at the time, was on my heels no matter where I went. Whenever I stopped to do something and turned back around, I'd trip over him. Any moms got kids like that when you got little ones? Several times, I patiently suggested fun activities to keep him occupied. Wouldn't you like to go out and play on the swing set? I asked him. But he simply smiled an innocent smile and said, "Oh, Mommy, that's all right. I'd rather be here with you." Then he continued to bounce happily along beside me and behind me. And after stepping on his toes for the 5th time, I began to lose my patience and insisted that he go outside and play with other children. When I asked him why he was acting this way, he looked up at me with these sweet green little eyes. And he says, "Well, Mommy, in Sunday school, my teacher told me to walk in Jesus' footsteps, but I can't see him, so I'm walking in yours." Never underestimate the power that you have in the life of your child. Yeah. He's watching the way you walk. He's watching the way you live. Mm-hmm. We all fail. God doesn't need perfect moms. He doesn't need perfect dads. He does need men and women, moms and dads, who are willing to say, "I'm following Jesus. And when I do fail, I get up and I ask for repentance and I move on again." And as we together seek to be examples of Jesus, I'm telling you, the next generation can walk in our footsteps. I want to pray as we conclude for moms today. So if you're a mom here, once again, would you please stand up? I'm going to ask Courtney to come up and I'm going to have 2 prayers. I'm going to ask Donna to pray first for moms who are present today who are pregnant. And I'm going to ask her to pray a blessing over you so that the child would be healthy and that there'd be no complications, that God would grace that. But there's also moms that are not standing, but you are moms who want to be moms. But somehow you, for whatever reason, have not been able to conceive. And I'm going to ask God that God would give you the desires of your heart. A woman shared in last service, and I had her come up and pray. She couldn't stay for the second service, but she had been trying to become pregnant for a long, long time and was just unable to. Doctors said she couldn't. And there was a prayer that was offered for her, and she gave birth to a little boy last year. God answered her desire. So if there are those here today and you're seated and you want to have a child, you don't need to stand, but Donna's going to pray for you that God would grace that so that this Mother's Day would be special for you. And then I've asked Courtney to last of all, just pray for mothers in general, that there would be a blessing that would rest upon you as you leave. Now that all the moms are standing, I'd like to have someone stand alongside those moms. Just put your hand on them as a form of support. Bible says when you lay hands on people that mighty things can happen. So if you just lay hands on every mom that's present. And Donna, I'd like to have you just to pray, and then Courtney, you can conclude with your prayer.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the privilege as a woman to be able to bring forth life. What a blessing that you created us and you called us. You called us into this position, into this walk of life to be moms. Lord, for those who are currently pregnant right now, I pray that you would strengthen their body. Lord, that you would give them rest, give them everything that they need to nourish that baby, that that baby would be healthy and whole, that they would feel your hand upon them, that rest and peace would be part of their day, that they would not be assaulted with all different different questions and fears, but that you, Lord, would be sufficient for them. Guide the doctors in the birth process. Lord, all the things that need to happen, Lord, I pray that you would cover that. Lord, now for women who long so much to be a mother, you've given us that longing. It's God-given. You made us nurturers. So, Lord, I pray for these women that you would begin to let the blessing of life flood into them. Lord, I pray that you would bring their body into a line with the Spirit and that they would see life happen and created in them. But I pray that in the meantime, until that happens, you would give them an inexplicable joy that they don't know where it comes, just bubbling up within them, that they feel your presence. Lord, because it's out of your presence within us, that joy that is within us, that life comes. So Lord, I pray that they would begin to speak in faith, and that they would begin to continue to praise your name and to walk in faith that you are going to bless them in the name of Jesus.
Father God, we just come before you and just thank you for mothers. Just thank you for the role that they play in our lives and for us as moms, Father, just the role that we play in our kids' lives. I just pray for strength and blessings through our days as we are called to an incredible ministry in our homes. Father, I just pray that we would seek your wisdom and seek your guidance and seek your heart for our homes and your vision for our homes and for our children, Lord. And I just pray that we wouldn't live a powerless existence in our homes with our kids, Lord, that we would just draw upon the power of the Holy Spirit to experience that power, even as moms and with just everything that we encounter with our kids and even with our husbands, Father God. Thank you for this season that you've placed us in and that you've called us to. I just pray that you would continue to equip us with what we need to face every day with joy before our family. I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you today. And mothers, we thank you very much.
Happy Mother's Day.
As you leave today, if there's a mom or a dad or a person who would love to talk with us about receiving Jesus or meeting him for the first time, we'd love to meet with you. Others, we're just going to dismiss you. And moms, you have my permission to not share your candy bar with your husbands, with your children. You have permission to eat it all. God bless you today.